Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of Flexi, a pattern typing recognition app for your iOS device. Before I get started, let me just say that I've got my, in this case, iPhone 5 turned on, voiceovers running, and I'm currently sitting at one of the home screens that contains the Flexi app that I've already downloaded from the App Store. I should also say that I've currently got my hints turned on for voiceover. And just a quick reminder about the gestures for voiceover basic navigation. I can drag my finger around the screen to hear what's under my finger. I can do a one finger flick left or right on the screen to move backwards and forwards item by item. And when I find what I want, either by dragging my finger around with one finger or the one finger flick left and right, I then could do a one finger double tap anywhere on the screen to then activate that particular item. So let me run the Flexi application. I'm just going to touch my screen.
Flexi.
Okay, double there's tap the to Flexi open. App, and of course there's the hint for voiceover. So one finger double tap to open up Flexi.
Alert. Basic instructions. Single tap where you think each letter is. No need to tap and hold or be accurate. Click right for space. Left to delete a word. Flick down for next suggestion. Click right after space for punctuation. For menu, click up with two fingers. Cool, I got it, button.
Okay, so I was just letting it read the screen as it came into the app. That's the cool, I got it button. Now, if you one finger double tap on that, then you won't get this welcome screen coming up again next time you run the app. You'll go straight into the on-screen keyboard, which you then activate by touching the screen once to activate the keyboard. So let me just do one finger flick to the right now for the instructions.
Instructions, button.
And you can just hear briefly what they sound like. So one finger double tap to activate that instructions button.
Flexi, instructions, button.
And I'm going to do a two finger swipe down, just let it read the screen.
Instructions, button, back, button, top, button. The best way to navigate the instructions is by using the rotor to select headings. You can then swipe up and down to navigate between the headings. Skip to content, link.
Okay, so I'll just stop it there. So I said the best way to navigate the instructions is to use the voiceover rotor to get to headings. So I'm going to do a two-finger rotate on the screen. I'm holding my fingers at 9 and 3, and I'm rotating them so that my left finger is going to 10, my right finger is going to 4, so I'm rotating clockwise to go through the different options on the rotor till I get to heading.
Headings.
And this happens to be the first one I got to, which was very nice. I'm going to do one finger flick down.
Introduction, heading level 2.
So we've got introduction, and I'll keep flicking down.
Layout of Flexi, heading level 2.
Layout of Flexi, of course, I'm navigating by one finger to move by the rotor item.
Typing, heading level 2.
Typing.
Changing the suggestion, heading level 2.
Changing the suggestion.
Deleting a word, heading level 2.
Deleting a word.
Entering basic punctuation,
entering
heading level 2.
Punctuation.
Entering custom words, custom dictionary, heading level 2.
Custom dictionary.
Entering advanced punctuation.
Entering advanced punctuation, etc. So I'm going to do one finger flick up to go backwards through the headings.
Entering custom, entering basic, deleting a word, changing the suggest, typing.
Okay, so that's typing. So if I do a two finger swipe down now.
Typing. Let's take the word bananas and use it as an example. To type bananas, first tap approximately where you think the letter is. That should be near the middle and bottom part of the screen, and you only need to do a single tap. Don't worry about being too accurate. You will hear a clicking sound to indicate that a key press has been registered. Next tap where you think the letter A is. That should be on the left part of the screen and somewhat higher than your previous tap. Next tap on the letter N, approximately at the bottom right part of the screen. Try not to press and hold on the screen. Just lightly touch the screen and you will instantly hear a click. Move on to the next letter. Also, try to avoid accidental taps. Continue tapping the rest of the letters A, N, A, S to form the word bananas. After the last letter, perform a right swipe gesture across the screen to indicate a space.
Okay, and I'll just stop with a two-finger touch there. So I'm going to come out of instructions and touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Back button.
Okay, one finger double tap on the back button.
Alert. Basic instructions. Single tap where you think each letter is. No need to tap and hold
or
be accurate.
Back to the initial welcome
screen. Click right
for
space. Left to delete a word. Flick down for next suggestion. Click right after space for punctuation. For menu, click up with two fingers.
So I'm going to do one finger flick to the right.
Single tap where you think each letter is. Cool,
keep going
I got
through.
It. Button.
That's cool, I got it. One finger double tap.
Activate keyboard with a single tap before typing.
Okay, activate keyboard with a single touch before typing. So I'm going to touch the screen I normally touch about a third of the way up from the bottom of the screen from the home button.
Activate keyboard with a single tap before typing.
Now, before I start typing, I'm just going to show you how to get back to the menu if you so wish. So I'm going to do a two-finger flick up the screen.
Alert. Welcome to Flexi. Happy typing.
Okay, and I'm just going to do a one-finger flick down to go through the menus.
Instructions. Button.
Instructions.
Settings.
Settings.
Button. Cart suit. Flexi and other apps. Button.
Flexi and other apps, etc. Now, to get back to the actual typing screen to start typing in this case, because there's nothing in there, and touch the bottom left hand side of my screen.
Start typing button.
I could have also done a one finger flick to the right to go down to typing, and then I'm going to do a one finger double tap to activate it.
Activate keyboard with a single tap before typing.
Okay, so we've got the prompt again to activate the keyboard with a single tap before typing, so I touch the screen.
Activate keyboard with a single tap before typing.
So as in the instructions, let me write the word bananas. And what I'm basically doing is doing a touch on the screen where I think that letter would be position-wise on an on-screen QWERTY keyboard. So when I do B, I'm touching in the bottom middle. I come up, go over to the left, touch for A, come back down, go over to the right for letter N, and so on. So I'm approximating the letter positions on the QWERTY keyboard, and then when I do one finger flick to the right to complete the word, it'll hopefully come out correctly, and we'll see what happens. Each time I touch the screen, you'll hear a click. So B, A, N, A, N, A, S, one finger flick to the right.
Bananas.
And there we go, and you got it correctly. Now, if you type in a word and it doesn't get it correctly, you can also do a one finger flick down for the suggestions list. So I'm going to type in a short word to make this happen, because I find the longer the word is, the better the prediction. So I'm going to type in a short word.
On.
Okay, and I meant to type in the word in, I-N, rather than on, O-N. So I do one finger flick down.
In.
And there's the word in. Now, rather than doing a one finger flick right, as I did when I was writing the word bananas, because I've already chosen that word, I can now do another word. So I've got bananas in. So let me type in the next word, house, then, without doing any one finger flick to the right. H-O-U-S-E, one finger flick to the right.
House.
Okay, so remember, if it gets a word wrong, you can do a one finger flick down to get to a suggestion that you can use, and then you just keep typing in the next word. And one finger flick to the right again.
Period.
Puts in a full stop. Now, if you want to delete a word, it's a one finger flick to the left. Now, because I've already put a period in there, if I do one finger flick to the left now.
Deleted period.
It's got rid of the period. I do another one finger flick to the left.
Deleted house.
I've deleted the word house. Now, the other thing that's useful about the delete command is that if you get halfway through typing in quite a long word and you forget where you're up to, you can also delete that word. So let me partially type in the word hospital. So I'm going to do H-O-S-P-I-T-A. And I think, whoops, the phone's rung, I've been disturbed, I can't remember what I've typed in. So one finger flick to the left, I've deleted that word, and now I can type in the word again. So hospital, H-O-S-P-I-T-A-L, one finger flick to the right.
Hospital.
Okay, that's the word hospital, that's what I want. So one finger flick to the right.
Period.
Puts in a full stop. Or I could just keep typing to put in the next word and keep typing that way. It's all well and good in typing in text, but you need to work out what you've typed in so far. So if I do a two-finger flick up to bring back the menu again.
Alert. Bananas in hospital.
Okay, it's just read out what I've just typed in. Bananas in hospital. So if I want to resume typing, I touch the bottom of the screen again.
Resume typing button.
And there's the resume typing button. And of course, I could have also got down to that option by just doing a one finger flick right to the actual option down the bottom of the screen. Because I've now typed in text into the Flexi application, the menu now has more options in it that I can actually access to manipulate the actual text that I've just typed in. So it's not just this straight menu for instructions, setting, etc. We've now got more options such as copy and so on to use the text. So I want to get back to the text I've typed in so far. So one finger double tap on resume typing. And I'm back to the Flexi screen. So I touch it. It's clicked and ready to go. If you wanted to do other punctuation, such as a comma or a question mark, you can do that as well. So let me type in a new word. So I'm going to type in children, C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N, one finger flick to the right.
Children.
And if I do another one finger flick to the right.
Period.
That's full stop. And like the suggestions flick down, I can also now do a one finger flick down to get more punctuation suggestions. So one finger flick down.
Comma.
That's comma. And I'll just keep going down through the list.
Question mark.
Question mark.
Exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark.
Apostrophe S.
Apostrophe.
Colon.
Colon.
Semicolon.
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 And we're down the bottom of the list. So one finger flick back up.
Colon. Apostrophe S. Exclamation mark. Question mark. Comma.
And I'm back to comma. And because I want that particular punctuation symbol comma, I can now type in the next word. So I'm going to type in the word like.
Like.
And let me finish off the sentence, a very short one that it is. Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. One finger flick to the right.
Bananas.
One finger flick to the right again.
Period.
And there's my full stop. And of course, if you want to read back again, two finger swipe
up. Alert. Bananas in hospital. Children. Like bananas.
Okay. And back to the typing screen. Touch towards the bottom left-hand side of the screen.
Resume typing.
One
button.
Finger double tap on resume typing. Touch the screen. And I've activated the keyboard again. And if you wanted to put in a number, you can also do that as well. So if I touch the bottom left-hand side of the screen and hold my finger on the screen.
Numbers.
Okay, that's numbers.
Numbers.
So if I touch the screen now.
Five.
Okay, that's five. And I've left my finger on the screen because as soon as I take my finger off, it's going to put the number in. So if I go up.
Two.
There's two. Come down.
Five.
Five. Come down.
Eight.
There's eight. Go across the left.
Seven.
There's seven. Go down.
Letters.
There's the letters to go back to the letters keyboard. Go up.
Seven.
Come across.
Eight.
There's eight.
Nine.
Nine. Go across to the right. Down.
New line.
That's the new line command. Go across the left.
Zero.
And there's zero. Okay. And of course, if I go right back up, middle.
Eight. Five. Two. One.
Okay. And if I want to put in one, take my finger up.
One.
And I've put in one. Okay, I put one in. I'm going to put two in.
Two.
Take my finger off.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Take my finger off.
Three.
And one finger flick to the right. I'll put in a space. So if I read the screen back with doing a two-finger flick up for the menu.
Alert. Bananas in hospital. Children. Like bananas. 123.
Okay, so I've got 123 in there. Okay, touch towards the bottom left-hand side of the screen again.
Resume typing. Button.
Resume typing. One finger double tap. And touch the screen to activate the keyboard. And just remember, when you come back into typing, after you put in some numbers and you've reread the screen, you'll actually be back in letters. Okay, so if I just type in the word hello, one finger flick to the right.
Hello.
Okay, I'll just one finger flick to the right for the word hello, one, two finger flick up.
Alert, bananas in hospital. Children, like bananas. 123, hello.
Touch the bottom left-hand side of the screen.
Resume typing.
Double
button.
Tap. And if I wanted to put myself back in numbers mode, of course, I would touch the bottom left-hand side of the screen on the on-screen keyboard.
Numbers.
Okay, there's numbers. Take my finger off.
Numbers.
And if I touch that option again.
Letters.
There's letters. Touch it.
Letters.
And I'll put the screen back to letter mode. Besides typing in a word and flicking to the right if it's correct, or a one-finger flick down to go through the suggestions, you can also type in a word manually. And that's basically done by dragging your finger around the screen on the on-screen keyboard, finding the letter you want, and then taking your finger off. And then when you're finished completing the word, one finger flick to the right. So let me type in the word demo. So touching the screen.
G, F, D,
okay, there's Delta. D. Take my finger off and you heard it say D for Delta. Okay, I'll put in the D, touch the screen again.
Y, T, R, E.
There's E,
Echo.
Take my finger off, find the letter M, touch the screen.
B, N, M,
okay, there's
Mike.
M, take my finger off, and find O.
O,
oh, I got stung at that time. Take my finger off, and one finger flick to the right.
Demo.
Okay, I'll put in the word demo, and of course, one finger flick to the right again.
Period.
I'll put in a punctuation mark. If you're thinking about how does capitalization work, Flexi automatically capitalizes the beginning of a sentence, and capitalizes names as well. If you specifically want things capitalized, for example, as in state names, let me do New South Wales in Australia, NSW, and I'll capitalize each letter as I'm doing it. So I'm going to find the N.
B. N.
Take my finger
November.
Off. Now this time I'm going to do one finger flick up.
Capital N.
And I've just capitalized the letter I've just put in, so that's capital N. Find the S.
D. S.
Take my finger
Sierra.
Off. Sierra. I put in the S. One finger flick up.
Capital S.
I've capitalized the letter S. Find W.
R. E. W. Whiskey.
Take my finger off. One finger flick up.
Capital W.
And I've capitalized W. And one finger flick to the right.
NSW.
Just said NSW. One finger flick to the right again.
Period.
And I put in a full stop. Or I could have just kept putting in a next word rather than doing a second flick to do the punctuation. So let's just check what we've typed in so far. So again, two finger flick up.
Alert. Bananas in hospital. Children like bananas. 123. Hello,
Demo. NSW. Now, one thing I didn't show you before when I was actually bringing up the menu to read it, if I use the rotor, two finger rotate.
Speech rate. Volume. Punctuation. Hints. Headings. Language. Direct type. Character. Words.
Okay, I'm on words. Now if I do one finger flick down.
Bananas. In. Hospital. Children. Like. Bananas.
Okay, I can actually go through and reread word by word or character by character what I've actually typed in. And of course, using the rotor setting, if I did a one finger flick up.
Bananas. Like. Children. Hospital. In. Bananas.
I can go back through what I've typed in. And then, of course, you get back to what I've typed in.
Resume typing. Button.
On the left-hand side of the screen. Double tap. Touch the screen to activate, of course, and I'm ready to keep typing again. And just one final thing I want to do with typing in information, punctuation, etc., of course, is how to put a new line in. So if I touch the bottom right-hand side of the screen...
New line.
Okay, I've just put a new line in. So that's one way of doing a new line. Another way of doing a new line is to do a two-finger flick down. So I'll do that now.
New line.
And I'll just put a new line in that way. So basically, you can do it either way you like. You can do one finger touch on the bottom right-hand side to put a new line in, or you can do a two-finger flick down to also put a new line in. If you've typed in text in Flexi and you want to get rid of that text, you can either bring up the menu with the two-finger flick up and choose the first option. So if I do a two-finger flick up now...
Bananas in hospital. Children. Like bananas,
the right
copy
talking.
And clear, button.
Okay, I can choose copy and clear, which would basically copy the text that I've typed into the clipboard and also clear it. Or, let me touch towards the bottom left-hand side of the screen.
Resume typing,
resume
button.
Typing. If I do a one-finger flick to the left and hold.
Deleted B. No more text to delete.
Okay, I've actually deleted all the text that I've just typed in as well. And in case you actually don't have any text in there anymore, I'm just going to type in the two words, hello world, so H-E-L-L-O.
Hello.
And then world, W-O-R-L-D.
World.
Full stop. One finger flick to the right.
Period.
For a full stop. Okay, let us do two things. Let's do a copy to the clipboard, and let's use Twitter to tweet out what we've just typed in. So I'm going to do a two-finger flick up.
Alert. Hello world.
Okay, there's hello world. And one finger flick to the right now.
Copy and clear button.
That's the copy and clear that we'll use in a minute. One finger flick to the right again.
Email button.
We can email that particular text that we've typed in.
Message button.
Message, we can message the text.
Tweet button.
Tweet the text.
Facebook button.
Facebook the text.
Instructions button.
And then we're back to the rest of the menu options, such as instructions. So I'm going to choose copy to clipboard. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left.
Facebook, tweet, message, email, copy and clear, button.
Now, because I'm going to do copy and clear, I'm going to have to quickly type in hello world again before we do the tweet. And do one finger double tap. Okay, and as you can tell, it's gone quiet. That's because I'm back to the on-screen keyboard. So if I touch the screen, I've reactivated the on-screen keyboard. Let me go to my notes app. So home button.
Flexi.
Press
double tap
again.
To open. Home, messages, 13 new items.
Click to the right to get to notes.
Calendar, photos, camera, videos, maps, weather, passbook, notes.
One finger double,
double tap
on
to open. Notes.
Top right hand side of the screen for add button.
Add button.
One finger double tap.
Note, text field, is editing, word mode.
Two-finger rotate for the rotor to get to edit.
Lines, speech rate, volume, punctuation, hints, headings, edit.
One-finger flick down.
Bold, underline, paste.
One-finger double tap.
Hello world, paste.
And there's the hello world in our notes app. And of course, to get back to Flexi, I'm going to use the home button twice. One, two, we got the app switcher.
App switcher, Flexi.
There's Flexi, one-finger
double tap.
Double tap
to open, Flexi. Okay. Activate keyboard with a single tap before typing.
Back into Flexi, touch the screen.
Activate keyboard with a single tap before typing.
And type in hello world again.
Hello world.
And I think because I'm tweeting this, I just better put in this as a test. Hello world.
This is a test. Test. Period.
Okay, this is a test, full stop. And of course, two finger flick up.
Alert. Hello world, this is a test.
One finger flick to the right.
Copy and clear. Email. Message. Tweet. Button.
There's tweet. One finger double tap.
Text field. Is editing. Hello world, this is a test.
Okay, and that's it. One finger flick to the left.
Send. Button.
One finger double tap on send.
Send.
Okay, and you heard that. That's the nice little tweet thing to send the tweet. And of course, we're back to the on-screen keyboard again. If I touch the screen, I've activated the keyboard again. If you want to remind yourself where the settings are in Flexi, you can remind yourself by going into the Flexi menu. And since I've already got Flexi on the screen and I've activated the keyboard already, I can do a two-finger flick up.
Alert. Welcome to Flexi. Happy typing.
Okay, to bring up the actual Flexi menu, one-finger flick to the right.
Instructions.
Your item
button.
Item.
Settings. Button.
One-finger double tap on settings.
Alert. Settings. Press the home button. Go to the Settings app and find Flexi on the list for many configurable options, such as toggling voice feedback.
Okay, so that tells you how to get to Flexi by going into your home screen, settings, and then flicking down to Flexi and going into the options there to make any changes. And we'll do that now, and we'll make two changes that I'll show you what happens when we go back into Flexi itself. So one finger flick to the right.
Press the home button. Go OK button.
Double tap on OK. And of course, remember, we've now come back to the Flexi screen. If I touch the screen, I've activated the keyboard again. So I'm going to press the home button.
Messages, 13 new items.
I'm going to touch on settings.
Settings.
One finger
double
tap.
Double tap to... Settings.
And do one finger flick to the right to get down to Flexi in my main settings screen.
Airplane, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, personal, carry, do not, notify, general, sound, bright, privacy, iCloud, mail, notes, reminder, phone, message, face, maps, Safari, iTunes, music, video, photo, iBook, pod, iTunes, Twitter, face, ABS, airport, BBS, braille, drop, tap, Flexi, button.
Okay, and there's Flexi. One finger double tap on Flexi.
Flexi. Settings. Back button.
Now we're in the Flexi settings screen. One finger flick to the right.
Flexi. Heading. Favorites. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Now that's the field to put favorites into. If you want to find out what they're for, one finger flick to the right.
Separate multiple favorites with commas. Can be a mix of numbers and emails. Heading.
So for example, if I put in my mobile number, followed by a comma, and then put, for example, my work email in there, I could then use the text I've typed into Flexi to activate the message for my mobile phone number, or activate the email to put my text straight in to my work email address and then send it off to myself. So favorites, as it said, can be a combination of numbers and email addresses. Okay, so let's do one finger flick to the right again.
Language, English, button.
So currently I've got language set as English. If I double tapped on that, we would go in and we'd be able to choose another language. As of this recording, the other language is Spanish. So one finger flick to the right again.
Language change requires app restart. Heading.
As it said, language change requires an app restart, which means you'd have to use the app switcher to close the app down and then relaunch the app again.
Invisible keyboard, off.
Okay,
double tap to toggle setting.
Is currently off. That means you can have the actual on-screen keyboard hidden.
Voice feedback, on.
Voice
double
feedback
tap to toggle
is currently
setting.
On. Of course, that's when you're actually typing and it's repeating back what you've typed in.
Spell words, off.
spell words.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Now, I quite like using this one, particularly in noisy environments, because sometimes if it's noisy, you haven't quite heard the word, your VoiceOver will actually spell it back to you. So I'm going to turn that on, one finger double tap.
On.
Now one finger flick to the right.
Raise to speak, off.
Raise to speak.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Off. So rather than doing that two finger flick up to get to the menu to read the information back what you've just typed in, you can also raise the phone as you were talking on the phone, and that will actually read back to you what you've also typed in as well. So I'm going to turn that on. One finger double tap.
On.
And now one finger flick to the right.
Lock orientation. None. Button.
Lock orientation. You can lock the app into a specific orientation, i.e. if you happen to use your phone all the time in landscape mode, for example. One finger flick to the right.
Email. Heading.
Okay, email heading, one finger flick to the right.
Include subject and body, on.
Okay, include double tap subject to toggle setting. Body, that's fine, one finger flick to the right.
Signature, typed with Flexi, text field.
Signature, double tap to edit. Type with Flexi, and of course you can edit that field and put in whatever signature you like, or you could actually leave it blank and not have a signature at all.
Reply links, heading.
Reply links heading, one finger flick to the right.
Your phone number, text field.
Okay, double tap to edit. Your phone number to put in there. One finger flick to the right.
Your email address. Text field.
Okay, your double email tap to address. Edit. It's pretty self-explanatory.
About. Heading.
And a heading for about. One finger flick to the right.
Version. IS build 101. 4.21/2.21.
Okay, that's the build number. One finger flick to the right. And we're at the bottom of the screen. So if I press the home button.
Settings.
I'll come double back tap to open. Settings. Because I didn't make any language change, I can now go back into Flexi directly via the app switcher and show you the spell and raise to speak option that I've just selected. So I'm going to press the home button twice.
App switcher. Settings.
One double finger tap flick to the right. Open
Flexi.
And it's Flexi. One finger double tap.
Flexi.
Activate keyboard with a single tap
before typing.
I've activated the keyboard, so let me type in the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. And for the first couple of words, I'll pause so you can actually hear it spell the word. So I type in the, T-H-E, one finger flick to the right.
The. Capital T-H-E.
Okay, you also heard the capital. Quick.
Study.
Study, S-T-U. And I want that. One finger flick down.
Stick. Quick.
There you go, there's quick.
Q-U-I-C. K.
And it also spelled it on the suggestion, so I've got the quick, brown, B-R-O-W-N.
Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
And then if I basically keep typing to the end of the sentence, the spell check won't keep in until I've finished. So I've got the quick, brown, and then I put fox.
Fox.
And there's fox.
F-O-X.
Jumped.
Jumped. Over. The. Lazy. Dog. Period.
Now, as you can tell, once you've done a period, it's not going to read out the last word that you've typed in because you've already done a period already. Of course, now if I want to read what I've typed in, rather than doing a two-finger flick up for the menu, now I can raise the phone to my ear to hear what I've typed in.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Okay, and there it goes. And let's now read it back to me. And of course, if I wanted to delete everything, I can do a two-finger flick up for the menu.
Alert. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Okay, and if I wanted to clear it, one finger flick to the right.
Copy and clear button.
Double tap. And I'm back to the touch screen, touch the screen, and I could start typing again. If at any time you want to exit the Flexi app, of course, you can always press the home button, and that will take you out of the application. And of course, if you want to then go back into the application, you can do it from the home screen, or you could press the home button twice to go back into Flexi via the app switcher. So that completes this demonstration of Flexi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.